You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. A tornado touched down in Collings Lakes, Atlantic County yesterday, leaving trees uprooted and houses damaged. So far, no reports of anyone hurt. Monique Ryo saw the news first on her phone.
My Ring camera kept saying, tornado, tornado. I came home and I was like, seeing it in person, then pictures, it's just, I was shook.
The tornado was an EF0 with winds reaching 65 to 75 miles per hour. Near Ryo's house, a neighbor's home was hit by a tree while the owner was inside sitting with her cat. She wasn't hurt, but the house was seriously damaged.
Well, I usually think, like, I'm in South Jersey. Nothing's ever going to happen. No tornado. It's like, we're good. And today, it's a different story.
The Rutgers University Climate Lab says New Jersey averages about two tornadoes a year. Most of them are smaller twisters like this one, but even they can be difficult to recover from. Chris Stengel owns a tree service, and he was on the scene last night.
And to see the people around here affected by this, it bothers me. So I was here. I was called out to help, and we're here.
He and his team had already started clearing trees yesterday afternoon as the community begins to recover. That audio provided by NBC 10. As the weather warms, the so-called car meetups return to Philly streets, but the Philadelphia Police Commissioner says his team is making a special effort to discourage this dangerous, illegal type of gathering. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Detectives say they're not just looking at car meets, where vehicles take over an intersection to race, do donuts, and create mayhem as individual incidents. They're investigating them to see how they're interrelated, not just in Philadelphia, but up and down the East Coast. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel at a news conference said most of the people and promoters that Philly PD have arrested aren't from here.
It's not just a Philly issue. I mean, my colleagues across the nation are dealing with these car meetups, and in particular when we have people who are not even from the city.
Police have formed a special investigative unit that has detectives and patrol officers sharing intelligence, especially information gathered on social media. Inspector Ray Evers says once police identify vehicles at a car meet, they're entered into a national crime database. And one recent car from a Philadelphia meet was stopped in Georgia with guns and drugs inside, an indication, Evers said, that car meetups could easily become even more dangerous.
The Philadelphia Parking Authority is putting you on notice as they activate another red light camera in the city on Monday. That's when a 45-day warning period will start for the new camera at Front Street and Hunting Park Avenue in North Philadelphia. And July 2nd, anyone running the red light there will be mailed a $100 ticket. That brings the total number of red light cameras in Philadelphia at intersections to 34. It's been 20 years of the Revolutionary Era costumed interpreters around Philadelphia. And as the weather warms up, the colonial actors and their friends are getting ready to greet visitors to Philadelphia's historic district. KYW's John McDevitt has that story.
Hip, hip. Huzzah! 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 The History Maker interpreters were fine-tuning their performances inside the free Quaker Meeting House at 5th and Arch Streets. Betsy Ross, Trooper Robert Hare, Bishop Richard Allen, and his wife Sarah Bass Allen were all in the room. Sarah is portrayed by Sharon Dixon, who remained in character, talking about the founder of the African Methodist Episcopal Church back in 1794.
And you know, my husband, Richard Allen, was the bishop and the founder of Mother Bethel. I had 4 sons and 2 daughters. I could also read and I could write, and so could the bishop. That was something else at that time.
Also preparing to hit the streets and cobblestones are storytellers who wear green polo shirts and ring a bell at outdoor wooden benches to announce free stories about people who made history near the place where it happened. There are 40 Once Upon a Nation cast members this year. The season kicks off on Memorial Day weekend.
That's KYW's John McDevitt. One other note, New Jersey Transit trains remain off the rails this morning as a strike continues. The next talks are scheduled for Monday. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.